AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
That's the plan. There we go. 2 side front and an 8 side front.
So my plan is, I'm waiting until I get closer because I have a 90-foot square area and I want to cast that set piece next to it.
Okay, so
let me know.
I'm not going to cast it. Okay.
I drew my...
Prepare for Sepius. Alright, so.
You're just gonna both.
Both of mine.
Tactics fail us.
I don't swords.
No tactics. No, we're not discussing that anymore.
I'm really talking about it. Explain to me where I'm supposed to go.
The safe place.
We got one left.
Where am I supposed to go?
Roll a d20.
I have a lot of fighting.
I'll roll a d22.
That's a d12. One. You know, anybody can roll a d12. Try a d20. He made it!
I got a 20!
Good job!
So as the elementals are charging, you recall a lesson from last week's first level training.
Dad, I got a 20.
In a situation like this,
run. Don't run, let no one run.
You go fast and hard toward the two elementals that are in front of you. And you'll break past them, because there's only 2 of them, right? You break past them, yeah. Which will put all 10 of the elementals on one side of you.
But we just run through them.
Okay. So Dan waves his magical short sword and says, "We go through them!
Run!
That's what they said! Isn't that right?
Oh yeah, that's a good idea!
And they're just water!
Yeah, that's it, yeah!
Where am I at this point?
And then he starts to charge, and then all the knights run past him.
I'm just running!
I literally rolled a 20.
I don't know, does that check out?
It's terrible.
I like 2 rather than all.
Bye!
Bye!
No. 47.
Yeah, 47.
Woo!
3'11".
He's 3'11". He's
47
inches. 48 inches.
I'm not a kid.
3 foot. I'm ready. Hey, he's short. That's me, kid. Look at Dion.
Be quiet.
I'm
pushing
you to be quiet.
Be quiet.
Okay.
So now,
he's
now that we've sorted our tactics,
just run.
Who's the front line against the elementals?
Me.
I'll get ready to use my spell on the ones in the back.
Rosie, what? Take the sword from us now.
Victor and Xavier, and the other one will take Jake and somebody. Volunteers. Here.
you will die, little girl.
Grandpa.
So,
everybody else, just turn this past elemental. They will stop and fight those knights and deer wing, and everybody else just run by.
What's in this, brother?
Roll the hit. Two hits.
Wait, how many? Who's your brother?
So, yeah, Dave's my little brother. So,
yes.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Magic of the sword. Yes.
How many letters on this one?
Roll one round of cash, one round of cash.
And I'm splitting my attacks between, one is splitting between Victor and Xavier, one is splitting between Jake and Deermoot.
I'm experienced farming currently.
So I'll be doing Victor and Xavier first.
Do -9 and -5.
Holy cow!
I choose -9 and -5.
Both hit? Damage?
I assume. There's AC over 15
minutes. What is it?
AC 0 minutes. They are AC 0. I know. I did pull up the exact number. What was exactly?
Oh, I made a mistake.
How much damage? So, your damage and your damage combined.
Oh, which one is? Are they each double yours and yours?
Your damage and yours combined. 17 once. 17 twice. 17 twice. That's 34. They are 12. I'm sorry, long swords. They are 12. And your short sword is an 8.
They're all
of these
walls. I'm going to point my satellite one of them.
They're all
12. I'm thinking it got no ability to
Don't question them. Are they human?
No.
Are they what?
Are they
human? Divine inscription? No.
So
Xavier and Victor combined to kill the one that they had.
By your sword combined. Yeah. Oh, I can shoot 20. 20.
Plus the bonus move.
Yes, and by your swords combined, here we go.
Okay, and Jake and Deermoot combined to kill the one that they attacked.
Yes, brothers! The Gallister Bros!
And Deermoot was struck for 18 points of damage.
Ow!
And one quarter structural.
Oh no! Remember the jump?
Basically like this. He goes, pounds you into the ground. And you're like, he disappears below like 8 foot wave. And then he comes back up and says,
ow!
You need to roll a dex check. Oh,
okay. Fail! Dagger! Fail!
Okay, you dropped your weapon. So after Deermoot got slammed by the elemental, he did drop both his dagger and short sword, which is gonna mean he's not gonna leave those behind.
So. One talks to me.
Who was in the very rear of the rush?
Me.
Dan, Asturge, Tyron, who else?
I mean,
the rush.
No, I'm in the middle.
Everyone is rushing past the elementals. Who was in the very back?
I'm in the back.
So those of you who are in the very back, if you want to roll to see where he dropped his sword at, you can do that real quick.
It's like when he tosses like a ring.
What?
He's running in the low.
I didn't need this on my side.
Look, one
more. Okay. So you saw where the dagger went down at. You saw where the short sword went down at. You saw where the short sword went down at. So you guys can help him get his weapons.
I run back now.
He looks waterlogged. Like he's literally bobbing water.
Is that elemental still there?
No, they killed him.
I'm helping.
Now there will be 10 elementals behind you, but there is a straight hallway.
Are they coming up on us pretty quick? Or?
No, not real quick.
All right, short.
Get
short.
Normally you think you could outrun them. If it was not for the water, you could probably outrun them.
They don't seem to be quite as fast as you do.
Oh, but, I need part water.
But the problem is, you're sloshing through the water.
I go get the short swords.
I have a question.
It's ranging between like 6 inches and
4 inches.
So they're fetching your weapons.
As soon as he finishes the actual healing on you, Sonorous gives you 5 more.
Okay. So that little pack of people lingers behind. I assume everybody else is moving forward, correct?
I'm going to linger back.
I'm full behind the host.
It is several minutes, probably 3 to 4 minutes before they cross through the four-way intersection. So assuming you keep moving, you should be able to stay a couple minutes ahead of them, but whether something cuts you off ahead of you is another question.
It's excruciating.
Does someone have a way of finding Zog?
Kind of like it.
I'm not looking at Zog.
I mean, yes, but right? Not really.
That would be a no then.
I have a looking object. I'm looking out there at the time.
You could find the puzzle. You need to.
You have to.
And then you start to stay.
And then you could possibly.
No, I can't.
When we get a minute, we can ask that darn lady.
I have a staff that makes sound instead of editing. We can keep running
and somewhere where you
can
protect
it around you.
Yes, and we make more distance. I may be able to locate you.
Those are not the only 10 elementals on the or 8 on this plane. So if you stay in one place.
Well, if we can just out
we can go ahead and go I can do it. I just need a
problem. That was the fact.
What does potatoes have to do?
I can attempt to scry on him. I don't know if it would actually help us.
Well, she can find
it. It doesn't give us a pass through. Okay, well,
if it has an object of particular importance, I could locate it.
I have a locate object as well. We can just find the puzzle piece if it's on this plane.
Yeah, we don't really do that yet.
You can't use locate object to locate a person, but it only gives it very small chances.
Oh, it's a puzzle piece, then we're here for that.
We just need to find this. We need to find out if the puzzle piece is even on this plane.
Let's find it.
What
if it's not on this plane?
It will tell me.
We have multiple casts.
And it's in the lightning.
But there's always only a chance.
No way to do
it. And look at it.
It's still.
It sounds really nice.
It could fail.
And I assume this is where like yelling is that we're continuing.
Yeah.
Alright, so you pass another four-way intersection, and you're looking in all three directions, ahead, right, or left, you don't see any elementals coming. Which way do you go?
Straight.
Where do you go?
Okay. Right ahead. Alright, now visibility is at, 150, 200 yards. You have pretty good visibility. But it's not horizon. Because the mist just begins to bog up too bad outside of 150 yards. Right? So if you pass that four-way intersection, you come to a place where the hallway turns to the right only. So it goes backwards like that, turns to the right only. That is now about a quarter of a mile from where you began. You run about a quarter of a mile.
Okay. hold on a second. I'll start casting. We'll get up there.
Okay. So you go around that corner. Brunson says, hold up. And then cast a spell. You cast a look out, and you're attempting to locate what?
The puzzle piece.
Hey, Dan.
Okay. Yes, sir.
He says, hold up a second. I'm going to move to the back of the group. In
okay.
case the elementals get too close.
Yep. And so anyone who moves to the back and looks sees that you have, looks like four or five of them at about 150 yards.
Yeah. How far is the portal away?
That's about 2 minutes away.
So it would give you just enough time, but then they would be on you.
What is the double portal range?
Double, plenty.
Hey, Victor, do you think
yards.
She can, okay, I'll take my blood so she can have time to do her thing.
Probably.
Roll percentile dice.
I think it'll get us a good course. Okay. I might be able to
leverage
the.
The puzzle piece is not
a plane of water.
Okay.
84.
Okay. So that means it's a storm plane, whatever.
Do you have magical arrows?
Great.
I don't have magical arrows.
Is there another one here?
Okay. So you take two shots, and you're fairly sure they're ineffective. Okay. All right.
Okay. Let's try and hold here long enough to let them get us a path to talk.
This is a bit of a bottleneck. I mean, they could only come around the corner two or three wide.
Cavaliers and friends.
You, ugly one. What is the extent of the magic you would expel to neutralize that?
Are you asking what spell I'm casting?
Yes.
Can he talk like a normal person?
You are
English.
No, there's another elf that tells me the same thing.
I think I just attacked some of you.
Why are we arguing?
He's casting a plane for the Sephiroth snakes to join.
We better hurry up and get out of here before we get attacked with a giant thing.
We need a
poker.
We don't really like this thing.
I don't know.
All right, Rosalie, you can stop him. Like, stop him. Just, I mean, she can.
That would give me time.
Hold her down. Do your thing. Give me time.
Hold on.
I'm
just
again. She's fine. The Cavaliers are forming a line. Hold up, Link. I'll talk to the Paladin. Obviously, she's busy.
Here, Rosalie, don't bother.
Dorkian,
one
back and above, I assume, to support.
So we make sure we don't get hit from the other direction.
Yeah, we're going to have a rear guard, for sure.
This is a one-time thing. It's a one-time thing.
I'm with Victor and Jake.
Okay, Victor, Jake, and Xavier.
I'm just going to be ready to drop
for that. You got it.
Behind the door.
You want to have
me
in a senior space in this group.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Facing the horde,
Commander.
Okay. So she's around the corner, so she's out of view. And she's up against the wall. And you find it like right against the wall, the surges of the waves, not so much. You do have to sit down or otherwise be supported somehow.
For myself.
You would not be able to do that while in a deep meditative state. Okay. You basically can't do anything else while you're clairvoyant.
You're gonna hamster wheel.
You can reach a meditative state while levitating, but you wouldn't be able to get to the point of clairvoyant. It's a deep meditative state. Okay.
Why are you meditating?
So once she goes into deep meditation, once you go into deep meditative state, it will take somebody damaging you, or you have to start grounding to wake up.
Okay.
Okay.
quick, water order!
Okay, so roll your first meditation check and just begin meditating.
Does he want to go in meditation?
Oh.
Yes,
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that.
She's
her heck, he's not sure of what we're meditating in place of some of the color colors.
No, that's
deep.
Okay, so she is having difficulty reaching a meditative state. What do you do with her?
was going to say, that checks out.
I wonder why.
This has got to be one of the most stressful places we've been in a while.
Why are we?
Is that they say you have money? Okay. All right. So she's zoning out.
Smash. All right. Quarters.
The three of you are around the corner facing them. I assume you're back up as well.
I'm getting ready to catch.
You said the one time.
Are we fighting these giants, guys?
So, that makes the five of you watching them come. You see that it is more like six or seven.
We fight these giants.
Right loud, we're about 50 yards.
There's a lot of shaking a little bit.
Yeah, you hear.
Oh boy.
You feel yourself. Oh boy. To be clear, as the water is sloshing over you, it's still that 85 to 90 degree temperature. So if someone wets themselves, no one will notice.
Ew!
Again,
I knew that.
The water turns to a little round.
Just kidding. My character cannot have any.
It's suddenly warm.
I have zero.
Okay. Right. 110
degrees.
One moment later, roll again. And this time, you suck your less to reach a deep meditative state. You're at a deep meditative state as you are beginning to concentrate on how to get from here to Lord Zoth. So your meditation clairvoyance starts at you, spreads out, and gets bigger and bigger and bigger. However long it takes to figure out where he is if he's here. Okay? And you've been doing anything during that second minute. You're watching, they're still
hold up.
Over 100 yards away.
Oh,
I'm gonna
roll my second
dagger
now.
Yes, double dagger.
No, I can do that. You're gonna put up a number.
What's that?
Dorothy will put up
a number. I'm going to.
Ah, now we're ready.
As soon as she gets here.
Anything over here?
See if it burns out.
Now the water.
I'm really
worried
about the water.
So it may not work, but you could potentially use that to make a wall of water in front, and if the elementals believe it, they would not come. Something would stop. That's a possibility. It's not a powerful spell, and they're relatively powerful, so they may just ignore it. But if they don't, or even if they slow down, they could buy some time. It's a thought.
I'm a mage.
Ophelia has taken up a position behind the line. Charlotte is by
please help me.
The elementals are
wait, 60 yards.
So you're going to be able to get this time around.
No, I got my head on. No, bad girl. Cut my head off. Okay,
Ophelia draws back her bow and fires one arrow down the hallway toward the elementals.
Okay,
it strikes one of the elementals, maybe like so generically be on top of the chest, and the elemental bursts and falls to the ground and destroys.
That's a powerful arrow.
They're like balloons.
She says, I'm gonna miss that arrow. Okay.
It's a fancy arrow, apparently.
And then roll your money.
That's right. Well, you could have been doing that this whole time.
Once more, she says.
That was the most
special
scholarship.
I was just waiting in the water.
that way 500 yards and then take a left, that there is a portal on the wall. What is curious
about it? You cut her head. Where's her eyes?
She doesn't have eyes.
She's
blind.
We need to go back.
You have to be done in the meditation to be able to tell. They all probably start fighting in the mission, so running is better than fighting. These guys can't get over the hill.
Wait, so we have to go back though.
Reed's under stage.
She's not back. No, she went from long to bang though.
So
bang.
You would wake up and tell him he'd go as the same.
Oh, he cut that head off.
No, these are bangs.
You have to be able to see.
These are bangs. So. Wake up! I can't see! Slow down!
So Dawn awakens from meditation.
Just cut my head off. No, you can't feel anything. Shut up.
When she awakens from meditation and says, we need to keep moving. Alright, now. You can stay there long enough to cast the secret snake shield if you want to do that. It looks like you can get three inside your
area.
Remember, they're almost 20 feet wide. So, and then it'll travel shoulder to shoulder.
Well, then it's not going to be the easiest. There's a perceiving.
I'm trying out the lunch too.
I need to put on more hair for my next patient.
Alright, so Dawn wakes up and says, you gotta go. And
I say, you know, second thought, I don't know if I can get all those in my spelled area.
Okay.
Objects may appear larger at short range.
I turned her into a kind of.
All right, I'll go back towards the front.
They look much smaller back then, okay?
Charlotte says, I think we're moving.
She's a boy.
All right,
Rob. Where are we going?
Have a party.
Exactly. There's a portal.
Just lead the way.
Really want to know what we're doing right now.
Okay. All right. So Charlotte helps you get up out of the water. You are soaked completely, obviously, because it was splashing on you all the way up your shoulders. Okay. And
this is gonna be your head.
Weapons out. You charge down the hallway. Okay. So who is bringing up the absolute rear, risking water elemental damage? Okay.
I do.
I'm
running behind Xavier.
Plume was already in the back, so Plume will stay slightly ahead of
Victor. Okay. Roll.
I'm behind Dearman.
One attack.
I'm in the middle.
Dearman's gonna leave with Dawn.
You gonna do what?
I'll leave with Dawn.
Okay.
I'm making some beer.
I charge up next to the
door.
Try to.
18.
Okay. So basically, they're moving away. The elemental rush in, and one elemental surges forward, and you strike at it with your sword. It's a good hit. Where you and it's obvious. You see the rip in the water. Obviously, it's a good strong strike. Attempting to stay and fight for a moment, you think you'd probably kill it. However, at that point, he swipes at you with your hand. You put your shield up, hits your shield, your arm, and it slams you back, and you roll off the wall and wind up kind of more in the middle of the party. You take 18 points of damage and one quarter from it.
Wow.
He gave as good as he took. Yes, plus a quarter of points.
Right. The water washes forward and surges across the back of the party. If you have less than a 15 strength, you are washed off your feet.
Is Victor like near me at that point?
Let's see. Probably. Yeah.
I'll help him up.
Okay. Power on. All right.
Make some distance.
I got you.
I can take one of your wounds.
Yeah, we'll get a chance.
That was funny.
And as you look back, just like 20 yards back in the corner, and the elemental.
Are you good, Victor?
Those are all the corner.
Avi, do you want lunches?
a squeaky, or what, how do you say it? It's a squeakiest, it's also my god. Help me up, bro.
That's very much what he does. He's very much, he helps the problem is he also helps the bad guys. That's the problem.
Don't do
if he doesn't accidentally kill them, he helps them up. Okay. So you find that the overall level of magic here is lower than most places that you've found.
She's gonna have braids in her hair.
I'm so glad I cast
Bane Ward. It's not like that, but it is on average very low.
So glad I cast Bane Ward.
Yeah, that's like the right choice. Okay, so Dawn shows the way with Charlotte and some others, and you go ahead, turn the corner, and sure enough, you arrive at a place where one of the curtain walls of water is marked by a sort of a divot, like about a 5 foot high, kind of via an alcove, but it's all formed in water. It's sort of like a depression.
Is there anything behind the wall? Is there like a wall behind the curtain of water?
I mean, it doesn't look like there is, but it, like when you touch it, it feels solid. Like you, it's like the floor. You can only press through until they get that spongy solidness. You can't push through it.
There's nothing behind that. Just go through it.
Yeah, you can't go through it. Like you've run your arm along it as you've been running, or you bounced off it a couple of times, things like that. It gets solid.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
Think of
maybe do that. Like, you gotta go slow.
What do they call that? Where like you pass through something really slow, you can go through.
Ooblet.
Yeah.
Not totally fluid.
All right. But anyway, so you're looking at the divot in the wall, and there are bits of electricity playing around the outside edge of it. It is big enough for a human to pass comfortably through. Is not big enough for an elemental to come through. So it's about 7 foot high by maybe 3.5 feet.
So like that same thing that we saw in the maze.
Did we determine whether Zal was here?
Is this the portal?
No.
How far are the elementals?
It doesn't matter if Zal's here. Plus he's the artist. It could be
more. Well, the deal was more Zal, right?
Yes.
No.
I believe the deal has changed.
Okay.
I told you.
I want to be an elemental.
Yeah. About what?
Okay.
Paragon is offering to do healing on you. The elementals are about to move away.
Prometheus
is the bird to decline. So later.
Yeah, let's pull up on them. We're about
to check
him out.
He's
prince.
Wait, it was a plunge.
He
was a plunge. He's got his wrist. His left wrist, his arms like this.
I say, Knight is as a fine sword. If you do not address it while it is mostly fine, it will not be
remaining in my philosophy.
Oh,
that explains how much my entire life is.
Which way do you feel it?
I've seen it
in the
waters.
So
I'm going to get through this portal
afterwards. All right. Charlotte is standing by the portal. We're clumping up now, and she says, "Dude, go."
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Here we go. A stir.
All right.
All right, and then she goes through after a stir.
She was always a prisoner.
That's
weird.
I don't want to look at.
All right. Anyone not going through the portal?
I'm going in.
Are you stopping to look? Also bear in mind, you're not sure that the watch is waterproof. So you've got it tucked away safely now.
Yes.
You want to stop and look?
I'm going to stop and look.
Okay. It is 6 a.m. 6:15.
6:15.
What's that do?
Through the portal. As you move through the portal, each of you, you kind of wonder if you're not kind of like for a second out of the frying pan into the fire, because as the two of you come through, you see that lined up on either side of this room are man-sized beasts made of water. but electricity plays along the surface of their skin. There are 15 of them total, so there's seven on either side and one at the end, and you're coming kind of into a kill box, if you were. However, they stand there kind of like at attention, and they have what appear to be bronze or golden colored short pikes that are maybe 6 feet long.
How
about a song?
The one ahead of you says, Christos, Christos, as you come through.
That means?
No.
Me neither.
Okay. Charlotte, you're doing
the Does he want us to follow?
He puts your hands on your backs and is pushing you forward.
Okay, we're following.
I don't like this.
Neither do I. Trust me.
Okay, he just comes through.
I'm not getting
No, the ice comes through
on their plate. I can get underneath.
Snorky comes through.
I was going to be one of the last ones.
Okay. Yeah. Dawn, Plume, Aaron, Xavier, everybody comes through. Okay. So you come through into the kill box surrounded by what appear to be.
Are we going to that?
A little bit larger man sized storm element. Would be your guess. Okay. In the distance, you hear rolls of thunder.
What did you say?
Do I have to roll?
It's not really a roll of thunder.
I don't know.
I say, as soon as I get out of the portal and I see him, I say, wait, we have kids!
Take the children!
What?
So that I can try to save my
4-2.
Yes. He's using you as a sheep.
He says, come with me.
Follow him.
I don't want that.
And he turns and he moves out of the room. The guards stay where they are. And the rooms here, the walls appear to be made of stone. There is water on the floor. And as he moves toward the door, electricity jumps from his body to the door frame.
No,
that.
I'm sure they do.
I'm not getting close to this guy.
Yep. He flows along the floor and out the door. It is a man-sized door, about 7 foot high, maybe 8 foot high, and then 5 foot wide. Okay. He leads you rapidly through the halls. In fact, short-legged people have to run to keep up. Anybody have a problem with that?
He does.
I'm not okay.
Sure. Like, Adam does.
I have
Ryan, so I don't
know. Even though
and he suddenly turns and stops. Who was first in line behind?
Starting to creep. I'll
be here. Okay, make a dex check. Make sure that you don't stray in the air effect of his electricity.
11.
No problem, right? So basically, he goes like this. He turns quickly and stops, and you go, whoa, and the water surges against the back of your legs, and you stop just short of basically getting too close to him. Go ahead and roll. Ricky, you want to roll?
Roll good. A 13.
Okay, you stop also. You're not shoved deer boot into him. Okay? The electricity does play around, and you feel the static. In fact, your hair kind of feels staticky, and your skin feels warm and prickly.
That's real.
Okay?
Hey.
He raises one hand. Water and electricity are dripping off the end of it. And he says, blast both. Are you close enough?
I would have followed him for speed.
Okay. So then no, you are not close enough unless you were wanting to get down and run. Because your fly spell was at 12 inches. Okay. So did you get down and run, or are you catching up now? Okay. Say again?
He's catching up now.
Okay. So you heard him say something, but with the chatter and all the armor clatter and the water splashing, you're not sure.
I'm trying to repeat it to Dorkian.
Okay. He said something that sounded like it was like a sloshing fish or something. It wasn't a word.
I don't know.
He said splash.
All right. Anyways, as if you would understand, he turns and moves through a portal to his left that does not look like a door. It looks like another portal. He did raise his hand to tell them to stop.
Can I roll spellcraft or something?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a portal. What do you want to know?
Any indication of where it might go?
To another region of the Deadly Plane of Storms, apparently. Okay. So he is gone for about 2 to 3 minutes. Opportunity for healing.
I heard.
Adjusting your pouches.
I can heal my
pulling your pants up.
Trying to get some back.
I don't like 16 points.
You want to heal me?
My first
person. Keep your own healing.
Like,
buddy?
I don't need
natural healing is powerful, so unless something exceeds that, you won't really need to get it. So, 2 to 3 minutes pass. No water elements will chase me down. I feel like for the first moment that you have a moment to breathe, basically. Although it is very moist here, and occasionally you see a serpent of electricity that is not attached to anyone or anything. They just kind of wanders through the water near you. And so, you're like,
here we go. Okay. Good day.
Let's see, we're going to the mice here.
And that 2 to 3 minutes.
It doesn't qualify as a wave, that's right.
Okay, did you bring it?
It's
not dead yet, but it's probably in danger.
It's a dangerous species
now. But he pulls his frog out of the side of the frog and says,
Wow.
Can the frog talk?
A little bit. He knows about 11 words.
Frog can talk.
So I have animal
handling. That frog can talk.
He knows that. He has class words.
Frog talking frog.
Okay, so you wait 2 to 3 minutes, it passes. The storm element will come back out of the portal. And he says, Goldenish, but I will smit nah. Which means the king will see you now.
The king will see us now.
Go.
Cool.
Cool.
Enter the portal. Who's going first?
Me.
I shall
dance. Dance. Slip through the portal while no one's watching.
I will enter.
Bye bye.
I shall enter.
I shall enter.
I slip in with no one's watching. You all are good.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
so
behind
once you get in the room, there's plenty of opportunity to spread out, and you kind of like can spread out to not be like 4 or 5 feet or whatever. You see, sitting on a throne, what you could only describe as kind of like a tight, he's probably 20 feet tall. He looks like the other storm elementals that you saw, but so man-shaped roughly, covered in water, made of water, mostly see-through. The only reason you can't see through him is because the water is turbulent. Electricity plays over him and over the throne. You don't feel comfortable approaching any closer than about 20 feet because there is literal electricity that's playing out and thinning out in the water around him as it nears you.
Check out The Moment Blood Bowl wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures.
I'm just gonna
little bits of electricity then do break off of that and travel throughout the room, so you have to be careful. Like, they're slow enough that you, like, it's coming towards you, you can move out of the way. Does anyone want to touch one or just let one hit you just out of curiosity?
I do.
See what happens.
I'll be stupid enough.
Are you okay?
All right. I'll be stupid enough.
So if you're allowing one to touch you, you may roll a saving throw versus spell.
Oh,
okay. Next one is not a block.
No problem.
D20. Equal or higher than 20.
This?
That's a
pass. Two. Okay.
Nice.
I
want
a two.
Nice.
Turn into a shish kebab. 5.
Okay. You take 1 point of damage. You take 1 point of damage. You take 2 points of damage. 2 points of damage. 1 point of damage.
So yes, it does hurt. It's a little bit like when you're talking a 9-volt battery.
Wow, I took 1 point of damage. Cool.
So.
Now I'm down to 5.
Wait,
you're
here
too?
I am at 10. I took 1.
And in response to that, the dwarf looks at you and says, wow. Why?
Can you make your
phone?
Sorry.
Just wow.
Wow.
Yeah, when you put it in your pocket, it says, gobble, gobble.
Meetup?
No. We cannot pay his debt!
Alright.
If you don't get the child.
Ask me for something else.
Can you point us in his direction?
That's not what we're asking for.
We want the child.
Liam is
no!
Very pointful.
We want the child.
Lord Zal has been taken.
Did you guys not hear what the person said? The prisoner. We'll move back in the water. He said Lord Zal.
In the Malian region, there is great conflict of who controls the last spaces.
Yeah, yeah, get more.
Where the plane of water meets my realm. Lord Malian will not relinquish his claim. Yet the elemental plane of water asserts that they own the same terrain. I now know, as I sit before you today, that somehow you are the cause of my son's death.
What?
He died.
He died?
For moments ago, moments here, where I see you are not from here, my son went to Malian to request something from him. I assume it is this chest of which you speak. I do not know what their arrangement was, but whatever it was, it resulted in Zal dying, fighting the minions of the elemental plane of water, attempting to claim the realm that Malian claims for himself. I will not hold this against you, but I can imagine no reason why I would extend myself to retrieve this chest and give it to you now. Though I would pay my son's debt.
Well, what we actually mean wasn't on the demiplane of water, though.
We are not on the demiplane of water now. This is the demiplane of storms. And only an uneducated human would refer to the demiplane of water as a demiplane.
I'm not a human.
The realm of water is vast.
King, sir?
Yes!
Do you have possession of your son's remains?
No.
Does he mean no?
When a storm elemental dies, his essence is added to the flow.
Oh.
I mean, no offense. Great. That's a lot of us. But.
Ilaba!
Yes. Ilaba! How are you so certain that Zal has been slain?
I received the report only moments before you arrived of his demise.
So you have not
started meditating.
I find that strange because when we were just on the water plane, it was a strange ominous voice that said, Zal, my prisoner, you can't free him. Like that.
I don't think he's dead.
I don't think he's dead.
This is intriguing. Do you mean to say that the reports may be false, that Zal has been captured rather than slain?
Yeah.
What would the king of the elemental plane of water have at stake that he would spare one of his most dangerous enemies?
I could suggest planar annihilation, which is imminent.
Say something that makes sense.
The nexus connecting several planes, including yours, and most likely the plane of water, is slipping. The item that we are searching for, which was in Zal's possession, is a critical piece in solving that problem, and, well, you know, it's possible he may not want that to happen. Consider this. If the plane of water and the plane of storms collide, which plane do you think survives?
Both, for this collision of which you speak exists always. But there is some ring of truth of which I can't easily dismiss it. scribe, I think my son may have been researching. He raises his sloshy hand. Electricity gathers around his arm.
Are you familiar with the null void?
Of course.
Well, that's also a mix.
It's possible this Nexus collapse may bring the null void into contact with other planets.
And it doesn't play well with anyone.
Yes, this is the theory I think Zal was exploring. But Malin believed that this event that you described was a natural incident that could be used to cement his control over his realm.
No, that's not true.
Are you calling Malin a liar? I should like to see you do that to his visage.
Okay. Forgive our companion,
because he is powerful and ill-tempered does not mean that he's correct.
Oh, this I know. I have attempted to broker peace many times between my realm and the plate of water. I have no enmity between me and the king of the elemental plate of water. It is my son and his projects and Malian. And in all fairness, if I lived where Malian lives and could expand my realm no further, I would contest the same lines, most likely. My ancestors may have done the same. In the meantime, here I am left with a land to rule, and Valium will not come in line. What of it? What's a king to do?
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.